It's the White Sox and Indians battling Friday night at Progressive Field. Let's pick up the action in the second. Austin Jackson at the plate for Cleveland.
Now the pitch swung on. Bang, back up the middle. Base hit center field. Kipnis around third will score. Stopping at second is Perez. And like a great point guard with a shot clock running down, Austin Jackson delivers an RBI single to center. Swung on, lifted in the air, fairly deep left down. Mayonico back, reaches up, can't make the catch. Ball short, hops the wall. That'll score Perez. Here comes Jackson, throw to the plate. He's in standing. And a two-out, two-run double to left center. Jose Ramirez has come through again. Now the 3-2 offering once again to Jay Bruce. He swings and drives one high and deep to center. Angle on the run, looking up, gone! Wind or no wind, cool temperatures or not, Jay Bruce scales the 19-foot wall just to the left of center. Now a career high, 36 home runs for Jay Bruce, giving him now 99 RBIs on the year. Six-run second inning for the Indians. Swung on, drilled up the alley in right center. This will clear the bases. It'll take one hop and go up against the wall. Encarnacion's in with a double. Diaz, Jackson, and Ramirez all score. It's a 10-0 Indians lead. Bauer comes set, runner on, one out, 10-1 Indians, sixth inning, the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a hook. Six strikeouts for Trevor Bauer. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Bauer gets his seventh strikeout.
The Indians demolished the White Sox on Friday, winning this one by a final of 10-1 as Cleveland's magic number to clinch home field throughout the American League playoffs is now one. That's because the Astros defeated the Red Sox. The Indians now join the 1977 Royals as the only team in American League history with at least 25 wins in the month of September. Here's Indians skipper Terry Francona after Friday's win.
I would say more peaks. You know, he's really held his stuff the entire year. And the second half, you know, when our pitching seemed to kind of fall in line, he was right in the middle of that. And he's been really good. And tonight, you know, he fell behind Sanchez and gave up the solo. But other than that, nothing. And could have easily pitched probably another couple innings. We just needed to get guys in, but no, he's in good position to move forward. He's throwing the ball really well.
Cody, was it? Did you want to get him an up and down?
Yeah. All the relievers kind of know going into the game what we want to try to do.
Talked about Jose all year, but we're getting to the end where a lot of people are talking about him and comparing him to Altuve and Judge and Trout.
They should be. I mean, he's a heck of a player, and he just continues to, you know, hit doubles, hit the ball in the gap, play good defense from the bases. He's fun to watch him. He's turned himself into a terrific player.
You mentioned with Lindor the other day how much stronger he looked late in the year compared to a year ago. Do you feel like that with Jose too? It doesn't seem like he's slowing down.
I don't know if I've ever seen Jose really wear down. I know he's, you know, not the biggest guy, but I think he's a lot stronger than people give him credit for. And I think guys, sometimes they get in playing shape and they just, you know, he just wants to play. I really don't see him getting very tired.
Have been on the stretch to kind of move Gio around, get him some experience at different spots.
Yeah. I mean, he's such a good defender, and he's taken to the other positions really easily. So it gives you a nice feeling knowing that you can put somebody anywhere in the infield and the position's going to be played really well. Well, but we have to. I mean, the way Houston's played, but I think it's been good for us. You know, the because in this game you can't turn a button on and off. So the best way to go about it is to play the best you can. And our guys have done a really good job of that.
Trevor Bauer won his 17th game of the year Friday night. He struck out seven, allowed just one run off four hits in six innings of work. Here's Bauer on his performance.
The goal is to win the game that day, you know. And then that's where the focus is, and the chips fall where they may after that. You know, if you start focusing on other stuff, then you lose track of what actually allows you to accomplish those goals, which is win today's game.
In that regard, have you been pleased with your guys' ability to kind of stay focused that way, not like any sort of complacency or anything else kind of creep in these last few weeks, still kind of geared towards where you want to get to?
Yeah, I think everyone's just playing the game at a high level right now. There's not really any like added motivation. We're motivated to go win, you know, the World Series. That's what we want to do. That's what we set out in spring to do. And everyone's just playing at a high level right now. So the results are what they are because of that focus on the right things.
This series continues Saturday at Progressive Field as the Indians look for their 102nd victory of the year. They'll send their ace, Corey Kluber, to the hill against Carson Fulmer for the White Sox.